Good evening. Welcome to FearEnjoyment.com. Let us begin by giving a shout out and a thank you to our host, Jake Weinman, for his tireless dedication, devotion to FearEnjoyment.com, and likewise to all of the other founders and sponsors and individuals who make this possible with devotion and with care, especially to Mitch Green, the one and only Mitch Green, technical manager, director of FearEnjoyment.com, who with incredible skill and devotion makes sure that everything works just perfectly. And the back end of the FearEnjoyment.com, which is a very great skill and takes an enormous amount of time and effort. Thank you. We begin also by thanking our sponsor for tonight's shiur, the dedicated Lezecher Lui Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. He is the Shema Haven Aliyah. Thank you to the sponsor. And of course, it goes without saying, our hearts and minds and thoughts are with Eretz Yisrael. Specifically, we are learning tonight Zechus for the hostages that are in grave danger in Eretz Yisrael, in Mespalo, learning for their safe and immediate return. We're learning and davening for the Cholim, the individuals who have been injured by the terrorists, and the Chayalim who have been injured in battle. We are learning and davening for the Chayalim. They should be successful, and Hashem should protect them, and may they succeed with Siyata Deshmaya in their mission in protecting Klal Yisrael, and for the families who are filled with anxiety, Daiga, may Hashem take away the pain and the tsar from all of us. Kein Yehi Ratzon. This week is Parashas Noach. Parasha, many topics. I want to focus for a little bit on the topic of the rainbow. When the Mabul was over, Noach and his family came out of the Teva. The Torah tells us that Hashem designated the rainbow to be a sign that there would never be a Mabul again. The pain, the Churban of the world would never happen again. When we look at the parasha deals with the rainbow. There is what would appear an enormous amount of repetition. The psukim just seem to go on and on and on and say what would appear at a glance to be the same thing again and again. In Perek Tes, Pasuk Ches, Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, all the way until the sixth Aliyah, the entire fifth Aliyah, there is just repetition. Vayom Elokim El Noyach Vel Banavito Lemar Vani Hinani Mekim Es Birisi Itachem. I will establish my covenant with you, the S Zarachem Acharechem. The Yez Kol Nevesh HaChayash Etchem Bo'oif Avehim Olu V'chol Chayas Aretz Etchem Nikol Yotze HaTevo L'chol Chayas Aretz. And then it says Zaki Mois Yez Brisi Etchem. And then we read the beginning of all of the Pesukim. Next Pasuk it says Vayim Olu Kilm Zois Ois HaBris. The next Pasuk says Es Kashti My Rainbow Nosati Be'ana. The next pasuk, Vayyob the Anani Onon Alaretz. Next pasuk, Vizacharti Es Brisi. Vahoysa Keshas. Vayyom Elokim Ol Noyach Zois Ois HaBris. Again and again, what is going on here? Why is there so much repetition telling us again and again about the rainbow that Hashem has designated to serve as a reminder of the covenant that he has forged with Noach that he will no longer ever destroy the world due to the sins of man. It's a very powerful section in the Torah. We dwell upon this in the Nusach HaTfilah on Yom HaKippurim, at the time of Musaf. V'gamis noyach v'ahava zacharta. V'tishkideu b'yishuv rachamin. Daviachas me'amabul. V'shaches esaretz. We dwell upon this on the Yomim Noroyim. And the main reminder that we take with us for all of time is the rainbow. This has been designated as a reminder that Hashem will no longer destroy the world due to the sins of man. But why the repetition? Why so many psukim seemingly telling us the same thing again and again? So I'd like to suggest the following idea. And this idea is not, I have not worked out all of the details, but I believe there is something here that is complete in and of itself, but it's yet, there's more to be discussed. When we go to the Mabul itself, when Hashem tells Noach, the time has come, it's now been 150 years that you have been laboring to construct this refuge, this shelter for you and the animals. The time has come to enter the Teva, and the waters of heaven begin to descend. The Torah doesn't describe the end of the world in one word, in one pasuk. The Torah is very elaborate in describing how the world came to an end. Let me go back. Let's read some of the psukim together. Vayi amabul arboim yoim al oretz. This is the third aliyah. The Mabul began for 40 days upon the earth. Vayibu hamayim, and the Torah now tells us that there was an abundance of water. Vayibu hamayim vayisu esateva vatora me'alaretz. Now, if you notice very carefully, if you were to take out a chumash, you will notice that every two pesukim, there seems to be a theme. Seems to be that there is a focus on a specific dimension of the churban of the world. And in the first two psukim, the focus is the ribui of mayim, the increase, a flood. The pasuk says there was a mabul 40 days, a yirbu hamayim, an abundance of water. And the table was lifted above the earth. And the second pasuk of this series, Vayigbiru Hamayim, the water, again, prevailed. Vayirbu Me'oid, and it increased very much, Al Aretz, Vatelech HaTeva Al Pnei Hamayim. First psukim describing the world coming to an end is the world was submerged in water. Water, a flood. We are well aware that in creation, at the time of creation, the pasuk tells us, "Bereishis bo Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz, ve'aretz hayesus tohu vavohu v'choshech al pnei hamayim." The world was covered with water, mayim. The first two psukim emphasize the ribui of mayim, and then we come to the next two psukim. Vehamayim gavru me'oid me'oid al aretz, and here comes the new term. Vayichusu, it was covered. Kol heorim hagvayim asher tachas hashem kol hashamayim, and the next pasuk. Chamesh esrei ama milamala, Govaru Hamayim, 15 amos on top of the mountains. And again, the word Vayichusu Hehorim, the mountains were covered. In these two psukim, the word that is emphasized and repeats itself, the theme that is repeated is, it was covered. A covering. Then we go to the next two psukim. And here we have the word Vayigvah. Vayigvah means to die. It says by Avraham and by the others, Vayigvah Vayamos, to perish and die. Targum, in fact, over here, he translates the word Vayigvah as umis, to die. And this theme, this concept, appears in the next two psukim. Vayigvah, kol basaharim es al haaretz, ba'if vabeimah, v'chaya, v'chol asheretz, hasheretz al haaretz, t'chol adam, kol asher, next pasuk, kol asher nishvas rechaim b'yapov, mikol asher b'charava, mesu. In these two psukim, the theme is Vayigvah, Vayamos, death. The next two psukim, there's a new word that repeats itself. Vayimach. Vayimach means it dissolved, it decayed, it disappeared. It was reduced to nothingness. Mahui, it's hard to translate the word, will settle for the moment it dissolved, a form of melting. Vayimach kol hayikum asher al pnei hu adama behima adem eserev ha-shamayim. Vayimochu min ore. Vayishoyer ach noyach. We have over here with Vayimach. Here it's really only one pasuk. It's one pasuk of Gimel, but the word Vayimochu appears twice. So when we go back and we look at the Churban, how the world came to an end, it would appear, I think it's a fair assessment to take note that the world came to an end in four stages. There was first a flooding of the world. Flooding alone does quite a bit of damage, as we all know. The world was flooded. Flooding alone is a churban. And then part two, there is the covering of the world, an emphasis on the world being covered. Part three, Vayigvah Vayomois, the perishing, a gevia and death, Vayigvah Vayomois. And part four, Vayimach. Mayim, a gevura of Mayim, a covering of the world. Vayigva Vayomois. And number four, Vayimachu. Torah is telling us that the world came to an end in different stages. A four-stage process of the world dissolving, coming to an end. The truth is, each one of these elements in and of itself, without the other parts, would have been the end of the world. A flood. The fact that the earth is covered, in this case, it's covered with water, but there's an emphasis on the covering of the earth. Death, Vayigvah Vayomois, and the fact that the earth dissolved, Vayimachu. Perhaps we can suggest that when we now look later, in the fifth aliyah of the parasha, where Hashem comes to forge a covenant with Noach and the world, then it will never happen. There's not really any repetition. The verbosity, what appears to be the repetition of ideas, is focusing on a bris that Hashem made with the world that neither of these four forms of Churban will prevail and destroy the world. Pesukim begin, Vayomer Elokim al Noach v'al banav le'ito le'emar, v'ani, I, hineni mekim es brisi itzechem v'yez zarachem achareichem. And Hashem goes on to say, I will be making my covenant with you and your children. It's also interesting that there is also a series of two psukim at a time. It starts off with the word make him. Inini, make him. To establish. The second pasuk says, "V'hakimaisi esprisi." Let me repeat. First, it said in pasuk tes, "Hinani mekim esprisi itcha." I will establish my covenant with you. And the second pasuk says the same expression, but with different words, "V'hakimaisi esprisi itcha." There is a similarity, the same word, the word mekim, the kuf and the mem, tzakimosi, and the bris. And then when we come to the next series, pasuk yudeis, vayemulukim zois ois habris, we are now introduced to a new concept, the ois bris. This is the ois, zois ois habris. This is the oispris. This expression appears the first time in Pasuk Yud Beis, and again it appears in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Eskashti nasati be'anon v'hoisa le'oispris. Then we go to the next psukim, Pasuk Yudalit, v'yoba ani anon al aretz v'nirasa keshes be'anon. Okay, let's assume that Pasuk Gedal goes back with those other two psukim, but we come to a third concept of remembrance. Pasuk Tezvav. Vizokharti esprisi. Vizokharti esprisi. I will remember my covenant, asher b'ni uveinichem, uvein kol nefesh chaya, and Pasuk Tezayin repeats the word. Also a zichira. And then we come to the next pasuk, Yud Zayin, the last pasuk. Vayom Elokim Aloyach Zois Ois Habris Asher Hakimoisi Beini Uvein Kol Basar Ashal Aretz. Fascinating that here we have all of these words coming together. We have the oispris, we have the word hakimoisi, and we have zois, ois, we don't have zechira. We have to refine this idea a little bit more. But we have here the oispris, and we have here the word the asher hakimoisi, which was from the first theme, beini uvein kol basar, asher al aretz. What I'm trying to suggest over here is that the different elements of Hashem's discussion with Avraham Avin, with Noach, in the different repetition of the covenant of the rainbow corresponds to the different elements in the Churban. There was a flooding of the world. There was a covering of the world. There was death, vayigva vayamos, to the world. And there was a nichui of the world. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant. There were many different components of the covenant. The first component was the Hakomas Bris. The second component was the Ois Bris. The third component was the Zecher of the Bris. And the fourth component brings all the different elements together. The Hakomas Bris, the Ois Bris, and the Zecher Bris, and they come together. Vayomer Elokim al Noach at the very end, Pasuk Yitzayin, the last Pasuk, Zois, everything that we put together, this is Zois, the Ois HaBris, Asher Hakim Oisi, that I've established, that was the first element, Ois Bris, between me and between you, Kol Basar Asher Al Haaretz. Zois often refers to, well, Zois, this is, in essence, perhaps the Zecher, the remembrance, brings together the Zichron Bris, right? Pointing, we are really, in essence, Zos Osar Bris, that perhaps we can interchange the word Zos with, by focusing on what the remembrance will be that's alluded to in the word Zos. Specifically, this is what we're going to remember, the Ois Bris Asher Hakim Osi. All the elements come together, because all of these elements correspond to the different elements of the Churban that came upon the world. And this, of course, requires a little more clarification, but I think at least we have here a starting point to perhaps delve into the process of the Churban and the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering, bringing the elements together. To conclude, I want to mention also one other point about maybe put this together a little bit more. That is, when it rains, Chazal have given us three blessings that cover the whole spectrum of rain. When it begins to rain, the first thing that happens, we see in the sky a flash of light, lightning. And then, a few moments later, you know that the speed of sound is much slower than the speed of light. We hear the thunder. When we see the light, the bolt of light, we make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. We say Ma'aseh Bereishis. When we hear the thunder, we make the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Shekoichoi u'givurosoi molei olam. And then when it stops raining and the sun comes out and the light of the sun is bent, the refraction of light causes us to witness, behold the rainbow. At the end of the process of the rain, we make the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Zoicher HaBris. Nemon. I forgot the bracha at this moment, apologize, but Zoicher HaBris, Hashem is Neman, he remembers the bris, and he's Neman b'Mamoroi. We also mention in the Nusach of the bracha that he is faithful in his words. Neman b'Mamoroi. We have three blessings. Oisam Aisa Bereishis, the creation. The bracha of Oisei Maasei Bereishis is a blessing that we make on something that is unique, something special that reminds us of creation. The blessing we make on thunder, Chazal tell us that the purpose of thunder is in order to shake us up, to awaken us, to straighten out the crookedness in our hearts. It's a moment of fear and pachad. And then, after, when the rain stops and the sun comes out and we witness the rainbow, we make a bracha thanking Hashem, Zoicher HaBris, the covenant, and we state that you, Hashem, are Neman, you are faithful in your maimor, in your words. And the words, the mamoroi, can mean many different things. But if we understand that the three blessings all work together, the mamoroi can allude to the maisei bereshis. When Hashem made this world, the world was made with 10 ma'amoris. In other words, we start with oisei maisei bereshis, and we end with the nemon b'mamoroi, the blessing that we recite on the rainbow, concludes with the words, nemon b'mamoroi. You are faithful in your, you remember the covenant, and you are nemon in your words. And trying to suggest is that it is a cycle. It is a complete cycle. We begin with, rain is a blessing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created rain as an act of kindness. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us not to take advantage, not to feel that we are entitled. He demands that we understand that we have to earn our key, that we have to deserve the blessing. And Hashem at times sends us messages, painful messages, which are symbolized in the thunder, which shakes us up. And this theme is reflected in the words of the blessing, Shekoichoi ugivurosoi mali olam. His power, his might is throughout the entire world. And then when we reflect, when we take to heart, acknowledge that Hashem has been kind to us, has given us blessing, which is symbolized in Geshem, which is takes us back to creation, the purpose of creation. Olam chesed yibaneh, oisei maaseh bereishis. But when we take note, reflect upon Hashem's musar, and we integrate the two together, we then can come, and when the rain ends, we look at the rainbow, and we see the rainbow. The rainbow is not necessarily a good sign, but according to some opinions, there's always what to see in the rainbow as well, to reflect upon what message is in the rainbow. We then can come back and acknowledge that just as we have remembered and reflected upon these two concepts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also remember us, Mizoicher HaBris, and will bring us back to the beginning, to the moment of purity, the moment of creation, when there was no such thing as chait. Man was pure, was innocent, was clean. The time of pure spirituality and closeness to Hashem. There was a cycle. The beginning, the rebuke, the musar of Shekoichai Ugivu Rafai Moli Olam, and the conclusion of the cycle of Zoicher Habris, and Hashem is Nemon B'Mamoroi. These ideas perhaps are a little bit abstract. Apologize for not working them through with more clarity, but I leave it to you. There are some very learned and intelligent people who listen to the shir, and please develop the ideas on your own. Certainly worthy of doing so. Two different ideas we spend time on, the idea of the parallel of the multiple passages describing the end of the world, the end of the old world, and the covenant that Hashem made with the new world. It would appear there are different elements of churban and there are elements of rebuilding. And likewise, to appreciate that when it rains, there is a cycle. There are three elements to the process of reigning: the beginning, and we come back to the beginning of the cycle with the appearance of the rainbow. Thank you very much for listening, for coming. I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. We merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant salvation. Acheinu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasunim, Batsara, Vashivya, Hamokom Yirachem Aleihem, Yotzei Mitzara Lervacha, Umeafeira, Umeafeila, Laura, Umeshibud Lugula, Hashta Bagala, Umezman Korinth. A good night.